Hey guys, and welcome to the new Blind Wave Dungeons & Dragons campaign. We are playing 5th edition, and I am the Dungeon Master, Rick Martin. Joined by...
I'm Aaron.
I'm Calvin.
Shane.
Eric.
We have a varying amount of experience role-playing between us. I've done quite a bit, so has Calvin. Aaron has done a little less. And Eric and Shane, you can see the entirety of their experience on the channel for our DCC campaign, Dungeon Crawler Classics.
Yeah, okay. Tabletop roleplay.
Yes.
Okay.
No. Not the kinky stuff.
Yeah, which you have even less of.
So this is a homemade campaign and homemade adventures, at least starting out. So there's nothing to really follow along with, but hopefully I'm going to have, at least for our patrons, access to a special wiki that I'm making. That has all the background world information, the characters, some secrets that the players aren't allowed to know, stuff like that.
Oh, man.
So I'll be announcing how to access that in maybe the next session. For this first one, the characters will introduce themselves in a moment, but I'm going to read my introduction that sort of introduces the world, how magic and gods work, things like that.
Okay.
So everyone's up to the same amount of speed, and then we'll get right into it. You can expect this every other Sunday is the current plan. So come back. If you like the first one, be sure to subscribe.
If you don't like it, come back anyways.
Magic has been part of Nexus for as long as history remembers. It flows through all life in varying degrees. Some were created by it, like owlbears. Some creatures may wield it. And some beings, like the great mysterious dragons, seem to have an even closer relationship to it. Though it has always existed, the time in which we begin our tale has seen it blossomed. It is more widespread and more powerful than ever before. In the previous age, magic had to be seriously studied and carefully practiced. Now, people are born with magical abilities, called apps, that are able to be used with innate ease. This change has not gone unnoticed by the gods. Though ever present, they have increased their meddling in the affairs of mortals as of late. If there is a connection to magic's new accessibility with the gods, it has not been revealed. It is undeniable that the gods have begun granting their terrestrial champions greater powers, whether because of this new magic potency, some secret knowledge, or fear of something greater. Civilization has struggled to adapt. Those already willing to abuse their mundane powers for selfish gains now fuel their greed with magic and seem almost unstoppable. But there is hope yet. With the rise of arcane affinity, so has a collection of persons risen to the challenge. Academies, whose promise to civilization is to simply create heroes. Though these academies may differ much on their philosophy, they all agree on one core tenet, altruism through adversity. You have all been accepted by one such institution, Torchbearer Academy. It is the oldest and most respected hero academy. Merely graduating can offer you prestige, connections, and trust the world over. However, there's something more to this school. Alumni are called the Marked, because each receives a magical brand that greatly enhances their own innate abilities. This powerful secret is well hidden and only granted by those Torchbearer Academy finds worthy. Today is the start of this opportunity. You're surrounded by a highly curated group of students. Some look like they belong here, others don't. Regardless of this, great things will be expected of you. You stand on a teleportation circle overlooking a vast plateau, which could be a world of its own. It seems to have forests, waterways, hills, and tall rocky outcroppings that stretch on forever. Sprinkled among these stony pillars, there are several domed buildings of similar make, but unconnected from one another. Most appear to be stone, but at least some appear to be completely glass, with a sparkling forest inside. Your guide, a gangly old woman named Gladys, takes you to the closest of these domes. The doors are already thrown wide. In a hectic flash, you are introduced to a handful of professors, fellow students, and given a slip of paper with your room number. A large group of students begin filtering away to find their rooms, and you join. Through a series of portals, the pack gets smaller and smaller as others find their rooms. You finally find yours, but you are not alone. So the four of you are in your new dorm room. You are meeting each other for the first time.
What does the dorm room look like?
It has two series of bunk beds. There are... four small desks, several bookshelves. There is a large window on one wall. It's almost completely windowed, and you can look out onto the plateau.
Is it a great plateau?
It is a great plateau.
I'm going to walk over and look at the beds. Okay. Try to see if one feels more comfortable than another.
Yeah.
Like a perception check.
I get this one.
11.
Get the usual powers and see if one's more comfortable wearing.
It's 14.
They feel about the same in comfort, but you do find one with a green comforter.
Is it a top bunk? Maybe it's a trap.
Yes.
You need to assess your dominance.
You actually like the top bunk?
I'm a widow. I grew up in the trees. I want to be high.
I grew up in a mine. I like to dig a hole and sleep in it.
Elor ignores anyone else he sees right now, walks over, begins to set up in the top bunk with the green comforter.
Does anyone introduce themselves? You're all in a room with four strangers who you're going to be sharing this bedroom with for at least a little bit amount of time.
What does everybody look like?
You notice a wood elf.
Mm-hmm.
Has kind of dark, longer hair.
Yeah.
Walking over to a bunk and setting his stuff up. He's kind of got like a green cloak on and whatnot.
Yeah.
So that's one person you see.
Another person you see is a well-concealed figure underneath a heavy cloak and hood with almost like chemical goggles or like a plague doctor.
Mm. Okay.
So you have a big nose.
Okay,
no,
and
just
I guess
the goggles.
My character has dark green and dark brown robes.
Okay.
His hood is down. He's got dark hair. You can't really make out his build from the robes. He looks, you know, average build to athletic, average height. He seems friendly. He introduces himself.
Hi, guys. My name is Thane. I'm from Celestria. That's pretty much it right now.
Okay. Well,
who are you guys? Where are you from?
My character is short, stocky, a dwarf, big beard, big scorch mark on his forehead.
Yeah.
That he doesn't like want to like hide it or anything, but it's like one of the first things you see other than that's a short, stocky dwarf. It's like, what the hell is there a burn mark on his head? You know.
Okay.
Yeah. Also friendly, easy to smile. What was your name again? Thane.
Thane.
Thane. Greetings, Thane. I'm Torque.
Torque, how are you?
Extend a big old hand out.
Torque, it's good to meet you.
Good to meet you, Thane. So we're out of school, right?
Yep. Torchbearer Academy.
Okay, well, Thane, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm here for the Hero Program.
Mm.
I work really hard in school for my hometown of Celestria.
Mm.
It's not really a town, actually. It's a pretty blossoming city. I'm just here to work hard and get my certification in the Hero Academy and hopefully get the mark that the alumni get. So, I want to keep my head down and learn as much as I can and do my work.
Do you know much about this mark that we're trying to get?
I don't know much about it. I just know that it gives us access to a lot of things that the normal population doesn't have access to. So it's very prestigious.
Mm.
You know, it's an honor to get it. So that's why I'm here.
I've had marks on my body before, and I don't really want another one.
I just stare at it. Everyone is silent. They don't know if he's joking, you know, or not.
I'm going to continue to put myself away, climb up to my bunk, mess with my pillows and my comforter, trying to get it just right. I'm used to hard surfaces, trees and such.
Hey, you! What about you? What's your name?
The elf looks down, and then down further, to this dwarf.
A douche, I see.
Hello.
Hello. Who are you?
My name is Elor.
Elor?
Elor.
Elor?
Elor.
Elor. Okay. I knew an Elor.
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 Who are you?
I'm Torque.
He nods. Kind of goes back to putting his stuff away.
Torque nods. Also starts putting his stuff away.
I'll start putting my stuff away in the other lower bunk.
Okay.
So is the dwarf taking the bunk under the elf?
I definitely want a bottom bunk.
There's still one more upper bunk. And there's two bottom bunks.
Yeah, I'll take a lower bunk.
I'll take a lower
bunk. I would love the dwarf to have the top bunk on the other side.
Yeah.
Trying to get up there.
He doesn't really love heights. Besides, it's hard to bring his sleeping axe next to him in the top bunk. He feels very comfortable with a weapon.
Do we all have our weapons with, like, everything we have with us?
You
like,
got
we
your
came
gear.
In with
yeah.
our whole gear.
Yeah.
You came in.
Oh, they're like closets and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're wardrobes.
I just got a big old trunk I put the foot of the bed, or under the bed,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, they're trunks
yeah.
at the foot of the bed.
Did we each get our own trunk?
Yes.
Mm, good. Okay. I'm gonna
have to share it.
I kind of set myself up. I'm going to climb back down, put my weapons and stuff away in my trunk.
The dwarf just climbs into the trunk, reminds him of under the mountain.
Don't touch this stuff.
I look over at
this, is mine.
This dwarf and say, it's a nice axe you have.
Thank you, elf. What's your name again?
Elor.
Elor. Thank you, Elor. I'm proud of this axe. Found it as soon as I came out of the mine.
Okay. What mine?
Oh, the mine I grew up in. It's not there anymore, though. Did keep the axe.
All right. Continue to put my stuff away.
Okay.
I don't know what this dwarf is.
There's one unintroduced character so far.
I really don't... Elor kind of shows little interest in anybody currently.
I'm going to take the lower bunk. I mean,
Well, I think he was in the lower bunk, too, so you both...
Underneath him?
No, the dwarf was underneath me.
All I know is I said I want a lower bunk before you did.
Well, I said I was taking the lower bunk before either of you said anything.
But my stuff
so you
there.
Guys better
Well, I
out.
Call this lower bunk. You guys can squabble out over that lower bunk.
But, sir, you were the last to call a lower bunk.
I put my stuff on it.
Yeah, you know, I'll take the top bunk. It doesn't really matter with me.
So
you're talking to him?
Yes. So if you insist on taking the lower bunk, then...
I do.
Okay, well, doesn't bother me.
You don't even know his name yet. Do you want to ask his name?
No.
Bunk stealer.
So, you get into your bunks. It's been a long journey here. Going through the teleportation portals for the first time did not help your energy at all. So, you are able to sleep somewhat quickly. I need everyone but Elor to leave the room.
Everyone but me? Oh, man. I'm in trouble. I have detention.
So is Elor.
Okay. Die of a heart attack in your sleep.
What?
No. Oh, you have a dream. You were in battle with a hooded figure. Darkness is about to consume both of you, and is only fought back by a single torch lying on the floor between you. Strange, horrifying creatures seem to be just outside of the torchlight, watching you. Finally, you slash your foe. He falls to the ground. You remove his hood and see a familiar elf, with a shock of white hair in stark contrast to his otherwise long black hair. You recognize him as Adlin, your best friend from your village. You wake up.
Okay.
You notice that Thane is missing.
All right. Like, not in his bunk, or like, not in the room?
It's not in the room. I need you to go get Thane.
All right.
Okay, Thane, as you lay in your bed, you notice that your communication crystal starts to glow.
Okay.
You know that this is your master calling for an update on your mission.
Okay.
Would you like to take it in the room, or would you like to leave the room?
I mean, everyone is sleeping around me, right? Or going to sleep?
Roll perception to see if you can tell.
What one is that?
It's the D20, the biggest one.
Okay.
Roll it. Go to your first sheet on your folder. Your very first one, yep. And over on the left is a list of skills down further. One of them is perception. They're in alphabetical order. What's the number next to it?
One.
Okay, so add that to whatever you roll.
It's the 15.
Okay, you can tell that Elor seems to be having some sort of nightmare and is fitfully sleeping. The person who you had the fight with the bunk doesn't appear to be asleep yet.
Okay, then I guess we'll take it out of the room.
Okay. You go outside of the room and find a quiet place. You hear Master Sirion's voice.
Okay.
He says, well done, infiltrating the Academy. It is the will of the Sacred Order of the Curators that all rituals pertaining to the Mark of Heroes be taken. It has been decreed too dangerous for anyone but the Curators to possess. Bide your time. Stand or cover. But try to find where these rituals may be hidden. We will speak again in 2 weeks. Be Civilization's shield and Tyranny's sword, my son.
Yes, Master. So, the mark that, the marked mark, is that what I'm trying to only take and prevent everyone else from getting?
Yes, you're trying to take the ritual that allows the school to mark people with that magical mark that gives great power.
Okay. All right, cool.
Okay.
All right, so now I do know why I'm here.
Yes.
Okay, write that down.
And once you're finished, go get the other players.
And we all still don't understand what exactly it does, besides kind of like...
You know that it's kind of like a hunter's license in Hunter.
Yeah.
And that if people see it, like, they understand what that means and can give you special treatment.
Okay.
And the only other thing you know is that whatever your powers are, it makes them much, much
amplified,
greater.
Amplified, yeah. Okay.
That's all you know. Okay?
All right, great. Can I get everybody else?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right.
It is the next morning, and there are three items on the agenda.
Okay.
You have a lecture with Professor Gutspiller.
Okay.
Professor Gutspiller is the beastologist.
Okay.
Like, he is the monster hunter specialty.
Okay. So he knows monsters and how to beat them.
Yep. Professor Sharp is the resident alchemist.
Okay.
And then there's an orientation with Headmaster Vish.
Vish. Okay.
So those are the three items for today.
And that's the order we do them?
Yep.
Okay.
I think the orientation would be first.
You'd think.
Yeah. Alrighty, well.
You don't make the rules, you just, you know.
Alright, lads, we're supposed to go see Gutspiller. Right? You're a talkative group.
I'm thinking right now. So, time-wise now, how long do we have till the next thing? Are we heading there now?
You have an hour, so you can have breakfast if you wish, or you can head straight there.
Also, right now, like, we're just roommates right now?
As far as you know, you were just roommates.
Okay. Just trying to make sure if there's anything else that I know about what we're supposed to be. Because I don't have to be friends with you guys if you're just roommates. I just have to get along with you enough.
You're all,
Sounds like a great way to start.
You know, you're all new here together. All
right.
So you have that in common, but, yeah, as far as anything else,
so
you'll be attending the same classes together.
I'm going to gather my stuff in my trunk, make sure I have all my equipment that I need.
Okay.
I don't know what, try to find my syllabus, I guess, to see what I need to take to the class. Is there anything specific I need to take to that?
No. Just...
Do I need my weapons?
Probably not.
Just in case, you know.
There's no rules against taking my weapons, right?
No, there are no rules against taking your weapons.
All right, how'd everybody sleep?
Besides dreams, everything was fine.
I did not.
No sleep?
I didn't sleep, I just dreamed.
I slept like a filthy baby.
All right. You look like one.
Seems like you boys have never been confined to a small room with other men before.
That's what I prefer.
I've spent many years alone in the woods, with no friends except for the animals.
Who's your best animal friend?
It would have been Robin, the squirrel.
It was
a weird name for him.
You were best friends with a squirrel named Robin.
He kept me from going nuts.
Well, that's ironic. I had a Robin named Squirrel as well.
You had a Robin named Squirrel?
Yeah.
Wow.
Small world. I glance over the dwarf. We share this moment of, man, this fool.
So what were your names again?
Torque.
Thane. Elor?
Elor, yes.
Yes. All right, we walk out.
I grab my scimitar, my shield, make sure I at least have that, and my little, like, satchel of stuff that I usually carry with me. I leave a lot of my other stuff there. I don't even know blankets or any of that stuff right now.
Torches.
Yeah, I'm not going to take those.
I have a travel cloak that that's stored away, and I'm just wearing kind of like my underrobes right now.
Okay.
Which is just basically, dark green and dark brown.
Everything I laid down in the bunk with, I carry out with me.
Okay.
I pretty much just have simple clothes, and I have one of my hand axes with me.
All right. Well, I have to get to...
Pull my belt.
I have to get to Professor Gut Ripper's class.
Gutspiller.
Gutspiller. I'm actually in that direction as well.
Whatever his name is. That man. I have a bestiality class or something.
That's about
You know there's a cafeteria here?
Why are you asking me?
I don't know.
Because I'm big, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a cafeteria here.
Okay, I think I'm going to swing by there real quick first, and then I'm going to go my way. I'm going to head towards Gutspiller.
Well, I'd never say no to some food if you want some company.
That's fine with me.
Right to there!
Eller was up with the sun. He's already taking care of his food. So okay. He heads towards the class to make sure he gets a good spot.
All right.
While they go and do their thing.
You and the robes, you want some food?
No.
Well, okay. Well,
thank you.
I can bring you some. Sausages? Biscuits?
Indeed, no.
All right, so you get to the cafeteria. There's an assortment of food. So the cafeteria is quite large, and there's a lot of tables and benches. There's a large wall over here, and instead of a door, there's like a window, and it's about as tall as a man. And occasionally you'll see like a blue arm reach through that almost fills up the entire window and will like put a plate down, and you'll see a bunch of other like servers take them and move them to tables and such.
Huh. Gotta admit, Thane, I've never seen this much food in my entire life.
Nor have I. What is this big blue arm creature?
Oh, the arm. I didn't even notice. I just saw the food.
I look at him.
I didn't eat much as a kid.
As far as food, there's
apparently
giant boar sausages, which links as big as a man's arm. There's some eggs of some sort of giant bird. As far as you can tell, it's like almost the size of a table if it's sunny side up. Kind of looks like a Flintstones sort of meal. A lot of very oversized things. Mm. And students are going in, cutting out a reasonable portion and moving to their tables.
Torque takes 3 full sausages.
That's it? And just 3 sausages?
And starts
Sorry, Thane, you want one?
I'm going to head over there and get a reasonable portion of egg, you know. And then that will be my sustenance until at least lunch.
Okay. There appears to be a large moving humanoid-ish piece of stone. Looks like it's made of white granite moving around, cleaning up. When it turns and you can see its face, it has some like rudimentary carvings, but it appears to be wearing makeup. It just goes along and cleans.
Okay.
All right.
That was weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess my character, he's pretty amazed at all these things. You know, he's not from this type of world, you know? So it's a pretty wondrous thing to see.
So you guys have your breakfast, and without greater event, head to the lecture. Okay. You all meet up once again.
Oh. How was breakfast?
It's fantastic. I've never seen that much food in my life. Where I came from, you had to fight for what you eat. Here, everybody just gives you food.
You must have fought real hard.
I fought real hard. I starved as a kid.
LR stares at Thane and Tor, slightly perplexed.
It was good. Thank you for asking.
So you arrive in a large lecture hall. There are a number of students. You see the nearest to you is another group of 4, somewhat like yourselves. One of them appears to be a small humanoid raven.
Your name's Squirrel.
Sorry. One of them is a woman in elaborate robes. Half of it is red, the other half is white. The same goes for her hair. You see a man in very gaudy dress who has a lyre that he's carrying around.
A lyre?
Like a guitar.
Guitar kind of thing. Okay. It's like an instrument.
That makes
it's not like
a liar.
He's carrying someone who just lies.
Like a lute. Like a lute.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you also see a beautiful raven-haired woman, a very pale face.
Raven-haired.
You arrive, and the professor is already sitting down. He's a bit strange-looking. He appears to be a very burly, well-muscled man with a grizzled beard, many scars on his face. There's a scar over his left eye. Doesn't look like he can see out of it. But he has no arms and no legs.
Okay.
Okay. But how do you, I'm trying to vision the
how
scene.
Do you, how do you get here?
Is he on a...
Did he show
some
up?
Some kind of a wheelchair, contraption?
It's a chair. It doesn't appear to have wheels.
Okay. All right. So this is strictly a lecture. He's not writing anything.
Well, we'll see.
Was he there before? Or you said he just came in?
He was there when you came in.
Okay, so he hasn't, okay. I was like, wait, how'd he get there? He was just there. He was right, okay.
He just rolled on in.
So, if Elor got there a little sooner, he might not be as surprised. But...
Yeah, he's been sitting there.
Yeah, he says, Yes, hello, students. My name is Professor Guts Spiller. Let me write that on the board for you. He waits for a moment. And then you see a blue spectral hand come out of his right side and begin to write on the board.
Oh, is it similar to the hand that was coming through the window earlier?
No.
Oh, different. Okay.
He also creates some spectral legs, as well as another spectral arm, and begins to walk around.
Okay.
As a man. Yes.
I know if he could make himself taller.
As you can see, I've had a number of close calls with the monsters of this world.
Close.
But,
pretty close.
It has not hampered me. I am still in my prime, I like to say. All right, so today we're going to talk about bullets. Has anyone heard of a bullet before? Anyone? You.
No.
Very good. Well, let me tell you, the thing about bullets, they are, and he passes out some well-crafted clay models. Sneaky sons of bitches, those bullets. They dig under the ground like sharks, but in the land. And will jump out and bite off your foot, as they did mine.
Jesus. Okay.
But here's the thing you need to remember about them. Your reflexes are not good enough.
Well, the shoulder and arm didn't really go that. I couldn't really tell if it was. I'm
sorry, you! Ah, you caught that one. But his friend dug up and bit off your foot! That's what happened to me. They always hunt in packs, bullets. That's the thing you need to remember about.
That's who you didn't know were there.
Never alone. Never alone. Make a note. That'll be on the test.
Elora looks down, takes some notes.
Professor!
Yes?
I'm gonna say it. We're all thinking it. Do you have ghosts for hands and feet?
What? Yes, of course.
Are we all just gonna accept that?
Elor just kind of like separates a little bit, like leans away from Torque.
This is my apt.
Apt. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's his magic ability.
Yes, I had it since birth, although it's become much more useful since I lost my other limbs, I must say. What would I be without them? An invalid. Instead, I'm a great warrior.
What did your app do before you lost your limbs?
Oh, I could still, I can take this energy and form it into almost any shape. Think of the Green Lantern.
Hmm. Like the Green Lantern. Sorry.
Professor.
Yes, sir.
The recent surge in magic ability, how's that affected your app?
Well, before I would tire. But now, the ability seems to be almost limitless.
Back on the task.
Mm-hmm.
Are these bullets local to this area?
Not so much on the plateau. There's not enough earth for them to dig into, you see. But, they go across temperate lands, feeding on animals and humanoids they come across. You might also find them underground as well, like deeper underground. But normally they stay near the surface, because they must also breathe oxygen. They can't get enough in the ground. They dislike dwarf and elf flesh. I was unfortunately neither.
Gotcha. Now with the location where the school is, do we know the location of the school? Or like you said about portals and stuff?
Yep.
Like, do I feel like I'm really far from where I used to be, like where I lived?
You don't really have any idea other than the weather feels maybe a little colder than you're used to.
Okay.
But it's hard to tell distance. This is a secret school.
Okay. So it'd be like when you go to Hogwarts, like, where's Hogwarts at? It's like, we went through that fucking tunnel. You know, that train area.
Pretty much.
Okay. Professor.
Yes?
How many of these bullets have you fought?
Well, let's see. There was that one time in Trinocia that I almost lost the other foot. But, so that makes a total of twice I have encountered such beasts, and six I have slain.
How do you kill it?
Well, like most things you learn in this class, as long as you know what to expect, they all die mostly the same way. By sticking them, slashing them, or bashing them.
Pointing goes into the mix.
Is there any value on the bullet that we want to make sure we save if we do come across and kill one?
Yes, their hides are quite useful. Hmm. Also, their teeth, particularly good for any sort of digging tools, because they cut right through dirt, rock, stone, doesn't matter.
How long have you been a professor here?
Oh, yes. It has only been 5 years.
What did you do before this?
Well, I do what I still do in my off time.
Just hunted?
I hunt. But I met Headmaster Vish, and he had me join his prestigious academy. And he shows he has a mark.
Okay. A mark for him.
What does the mark look like?
The mark It looks like a brand. It's like a cross, but there's a cross on both ends, and it's inside of a triangle.
Okay. What can you tell us about the mark?
Well, this is only your first day, isn't it?
Yes.
A bit early to be thinking about acquiring the mark. Not many get that far, you know.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to think of, like, games I play. I just ask the NPC as many questions as I can.
Yeah, you can ask him whatever you want.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I was expecting you to, like, to respond back to him. You just went, okay.
Yeah,
that's what made me laugh.
Well, usually he gives me something, and then he gives me two or three options based on what you say, and I can ask those questions.
So you can say, like...
I gotta think of my own questions.
Yeah.
you can say, like, I'm not most students. Yeah.
Okay.
That could be your comeback.
Professor, is the mark mandatory if you pass?
Well, it is, The main reason people come here, you would have to take that up with the headmaster, I suppose. I've never known anyone not to want it. We have enough time keeping out any illicit people who do.
How would one be able to authenticate the mark? Is it something that can be faked?
I mean, you could make a scar in a similar shape, but you notice his seems to be a glowing purple.
Okay. That's like asking, like, sir, how do you make fake money? How do you make authentic fake money? You know.
I understand this is all quite new to you, but fear not. It is only your first day. You have many more days here.
How did you kill your last bullet?
Well, you see, after he took my foot, I created a sort of peg leg, but a spike. I rammed it right into his eye.
So your last one took your foot. How'd you lose the rest of the leg, sir?
Well, that wasn't a bullet. We'll get to that in another lecture.
Okay.
This whole syllabus is just missing body parts.
How I lost X.
How you lost which one? These are the most dangerous creatures. This is how you take care of them.
Okay.
But they see via vibration. So you can trick them into traps once they're underground. Above ground, they still have eyes and can see somewhat.
But it's like using an RC car.
He goes on for a little bit, mainly about his various encounters, both with monsters, with bullets, but also with women. He gets off topic quite a bit as he goes on and regales himself. Eventually it is over, and you head to your next lecture.
Professor Sharp, the alchemist.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm heading there as well.
Elor, I think we're all going to all these places.
Together.
It is Elor.
Yeah, my friend was Elor.
Thonny.
Okay.
Nathaniel.
So you head there. It is a lab, but it is strikingly white. It appears every single surface is white marble, the walls, ceiling, the tables. There is a bald man whose skin is tinted blue. And this room appears to be somewhat cold. But even though it is colder, you see, if you draw near to him, it gets even colder, basically. He has shining blue eyes, and
he's Tobias.
Can I try to see if I can tell what kind of race he is?
Sure.
That's six. Eight plus six.
No.
Dang, I don't know what he is.
He appears to be human, other than the fact that he's blue.
Yeah. Some blue
gun. Anyone else want to try?
14.
Sure, I'll try.
Okay.
9.
I'm just going to
plus add what? Wisdom?
I did perception.
Plus intelligence.
Oh.
0. Okay, 9.
I'm just going to ask him.
Hey, what are you? Then we should probably
have I'm going to ask the professor just.
Okay.
You know, I'll say, sir, could you tell us about yourself?
Yes, of course. I am Professor Sharp.
Okay.
And through a tragic accident, I must remain freezing. As long as I have this ring, I'm just fine.
Okay. So before that, you were a human?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been an alchemist all my life, for as long as I can remember, and I've been here for 15 years.
Okay. If you don't mind me asking, just for educational purposes, what was his accident? Is this a special kind of magic that keeps you alive, the ring?
Yes, you see, I was doing some some experiments with a ice giant's heart, you see, and it went rather poorly, as you can imagine. We won't be having any accidents like that here. We'll be very careful, and we'll do exactly as I say, or else I cannot guarantee your safety.
Right.
You two recognize, coming in, is that large walking rock that you saw before. It begins to clean the room. You hear...
Anybody else hear that buzz?
It seems...
Well, can't tell direction.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
20! Natural 20!
Oh, very nice.
I have no idea.
You see a fly.
Oh.
The construct sees it as well. And is sort of looking at it. And raises its fists. And goes, wha-bam! And there's a giant crater in the wall. And several of the vials and the glasses fall off the shelves, start to break.
No! Connie, no, stop!
Can I try to catch it before they hit the ground?
Sure.
Okay.
Roll the d20 and add dex save, which is in the upper left.
Okay. 14 plus 2.
Okay. So you were able to grab the only two full vials that were falling.
Okay.
The others are empty and still break.
I want to catch him like Tobey Maguire did in Spider-Man. Okay.
Yep. You do. Your classmates are impressed.
I look at you. Look at your real life.
Wow.
The professor is a little too frantic trying to deal with this thing he called Connie. And he's like, never mind the fly. I'll take care of this. Just go.
Connie the construct.
Hey, man, Eric. I thought you gave me a note.
No. You threw that at me.
I was like opening it. So Connie is a name. I guess this is a game I was playing. I would just ask as many questions as I can to the professor. Like, what is that thing? What does he do?
Oh, that's, yes, that's Connie. She's our resident groundskeeper, I suppose you could say, created by Headmaster Vish himself. He has quite a fondness for her, although she's a little clumsy at times, as you can see.
Created, so it's not a living being?
Well, I'll leave that for the philosophy class, I suppose, but it does have a measure of intelligence. She can speak. If I were you, I wouldn't make fun of her makeup.
Get a 15. Like, did she get the fly?
She did.
Okay.
So, are we all sitting down?
So, you're all standing at, like... laboratory stations?
Okay. Well, I'm just wondering, like pharmacy, can I just walk around the classroom and, like, loot stuff?
You can look around.
Okay. You can't take anything.
You can try to take
it. Those games.
This isn't a game. This is a role play.
You can try to. You might go to the tent.
It's a role playing game.
Not a video game.
You can try anything you want, Shane. You just had to let him know and roll for it.
Okay. Yeah, can I go around clandestine and see if there's anything that I can take? And add it to my inventory?
Sure. You see a number of labeled and unlabeled ingredients.
Okay.
There do not appear to be any completed, like, potions, necessarily. You think, at least that you can see. There is a locked cupboard off in the corner of the room.
Okay.
You know, a lot of these ingredients are very valuable if you had a place to sell them. Do you want to try and pilfer some?
Yeah, can I try to, in a clandestine manner?
Yes, roll thievery.
Okay.
So on your skill list, it's going to be under T, I think. Right? Is it thievery in this?
Stealth. Sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand.
Okay.
9. Plus?
2.
Okay. You are able to sort of walk facing the professor as he's lecturing about healing potions. And behind your back, you just grab some things and pock them into your satchel.
What do I grab? How much is it worth?
You have a vial of powdered griffin feather.
Where do I put this?
Under wherever you want. I would put it just on paper.
Just put it on a separate paper and you can add it in later and stuff.
Okay, so...
powdered griffin feathers.
How many? Just feathers? There we go.
A vial. A vial of luminous dark shrooms. Powdered.
Elor sees Thane moving. He's going to roll a perception check to see if he notices what he's doing.
Okay. And a vial of
14.
Bullywug blood.
22.
You see what he's doing.
I look at him disapprovingly.
But the point of my roll was to make sure no one notices.
Yeah, but he rolled on his perception.
He rolled higher.
I rolled to notice what you're doing.
Okay. How would you notice what I was doing if I knew you wouldn't see me? Because then I wouldn't have done it.
Well, there's like a scale, right? There's like contested rolls. So his,
I knew that,
was better, his was better than yours.
Okay.
Well, you've learned something.
All right.
Maybe not how to make healing potions.
Okay, so I have these three vials, and I can sell them if I found a place to sell them.
Yeah, okay. Or you could use them in alchemy if you paid attention in class.
Now, can I try to...
or you get caught with them later.
Can I try to unlock that chest?
That's going to be pretty tough to do without being noticed. You're going to have to move far away from your station.
Okay.
I mean, you might get kicked out first day, man.
You might want to come back later. So he is saying about healing potions that... yes, well, there are several monsters with regenerative abilities. And you can take various ingredients from them and create healing elixirs. The ones we'll be dealing with today is troll blood.
Ooh.
So let's all work together now. I need you to mix this, heat it up to this temperature, and then start to slowly pour this into the mixture. Everyone roll reflex saves.
What is that?
The upper left.
Natural 20.
Dexterity.
Sorry, dexterity.
Plus.
That's kind of a roll.
Four.
I'm 11 plus eight. Two. I'm a 13.
13?
Seven.
Seven. Okay, so dwarf. No. I said 27 degrees. 27. Roll reflex save again.
13.
You were able to change the degree that you're pouring ever so slightly.
Okay.
And yours, like your other students, turns from this viscous black to this pleasing glowing red.
That was a close one, wasn't it?
Good. A success. Okay, you may each take these with you.
Okay.
And this is a healing potion?
Yes, a healing potion.
Is mine any better because of my natural 20? No?
Sure. Healing potion plus two.
Let's do it. Good with troll blood and nature and alchemy.
All right, so you have to rush in order to make it to the main auditorium where the headmaster will be giving the orientation.
I have to rush, dang.
Yep.
Okay.
You see a tall man with a bald or shaved head with a big gray beard. He has green eyes. And he has darker skin.
Okay.
And he's wearing oriental robes of orange. As everyone sets in, you are some of the last to arrive. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Torchbearers Academy. Tough first day? I see some sleepy faces in the audience. Full con saves.
Thank you.
Two.
Six.
Nine.
Okay, Torek.
Yeah.
This should wake you up. Fireball!
Ah!
Roll a reflex save. All of you.
All of
if
us?
You're sitting together.
Gosh.
16.
18.
19 again.
15. 15. Oh, no.
Miss Tress, our resident illusionist, taught me that one. He looks over at a bespectacled woman dressed in formal black skirt and black button-up blouse who has her hand firmly pressed against her forehead.
Putting out a little tiny bit of a singe on my beard, I find a small piece of sausage from this morning. Oh!
Elor stands up and brushes himself off, gets back to his seat.
I like this one.
Where was I? Ah, yes, heroes. This is a school that helps you become them. We impact to our students' skill, knowledge, and some of us, I dare say, even a bit of wisdom. When apt awakened in the world, it appeared to be random. Powers went to the just and wicked alike. Now, we are not philosophers, but men of action. Professor Lee accepted, of course. He points to a tall, gaunt man whose shining glasses hide his eyes.
Hmm.
The philosophy professor.
Anime style.
Yeah.
Mustang.
There's but one hard and fast rule, which all heroes and those hoping to be must abide by. Altruism through adversity. As heroes, you will find yourself in impossible situations with impossible decisions to make. We cannot prepare you for them. It will be up to you to overcome them. I believe that all races of source are born with a seedling of good inside them, that if nurtured will grow. But if abandoned, it will wither, and in its absence, evil will breed. I hope together we can nurture it, and here you will prove yourselves worthy of the mark of heroes. Now, for your first tests. Handout pass! He expertly sends several paper airplanes gliding through the air, one of which lands in Elor's lap. Find my cloak. And some other stuff. Dismissed!
Huh?
Alright, so that's it for this video, but not it for the adventure. If you want to come back and see more, you can. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss a video. Also, patreon.com/blindwave, you can get access to the next adventure even earlier.
Earlier than this? It's a good deal.